The Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled by the Birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent Devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 9th. The House of Jacob Leads to the Messiah, by Lynn Marie Combe, Professor of Family Law at Regent University School of Law. An Old Testament Prophecy, quote, Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he came to a certain place and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed. And behold, the Lord stood above and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. End quote. Genesis 28, verses 10 through 14. Moses wrote this around 1400 BC. A New Testament Fulfillment. Quote, And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. End quote. Luke 1, verses 30 through 38. Luke wrote this around 60 AD. From Genesis to Jesus, with Jacob and David in between, young Hebrew children knew their Torah and other sacred scroll stories. It is the in-between that Mary would have known very well. The promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the patriarch's descendants spreading abroad with blessings. So when Mary heard the angel speak to her about this offspring she would soon bear, continuing the throne of David, reigning over the house of Jacob forever, without an end to his kingdom, strong connotations of the prophesied Messiah were likely apparent to her. Every Jewish child would know these facts, even though it had been 1,000 years since David. Yes, she also knew the facts of life and was engaged to Joseph, but they had not yet cohabitated, so she knew this must be supernatural. Yet what a petrifying thrill to consider. Though her obedient reply was without hesitation, she still must have been stunned beyond belief with the totality of the message. Absolutely shocked by news that she was going to have a baby now, and the nature of that pregnancy and how it was to come about she couldn't really imagine, she still caught the importance of the throne of David and the house of Jacob. This angelic visit and ensuing pronouncement are commonly called the Annunciation, meaning to announce. My guess is that Mary thought a lot about this heavenly social call. Luke is likely to have gotten this story of the angel's appearance to Mary straight from Mary herself. I'll bet they had quite a conversation about it, even though Mary would have been much older, somewhere between the age of 60 and 75, by the time of Luke's interview with her around 60 AD. The promises to the house of Jacob had been fulfilled in the Messiah, and Mary was going to make sure Luke had every detail. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing all families with the Messiah. Amen.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive. mercy.